Well, the overall takeaway, first of all, of the meeting is that people had a major concern that there was no public consultation or no one knew exactly what was happening with the works that was going to take place down beside the post-primary school in Grange, and also the roads that it would be affecting. So I visited the site on the 5th of June, on the 5th, and I was talked to local residents there, and at the outcome of that, I could see myself that there was a major concern. I contacted the engineer that was over the project at that time, and I asked them to cease all works until we had some sort of a discussion with the local residents in relation to what was going on. I told them as well at that time that I would be holding a public meeting and I would be getting the views of the people. We did that last Tuesday night. We held a meeting and it was attended by well over 100 people. Two local councillors also attended, Councillor Gilroy and Councillor Fox. So they heard exactly what the people felt. They were annoyed and upset because of the works that was taking place, and that what we were hearing from the people on the ground is that they wanted the works, first of all, to cease until there was some sort of a programme put in place, exactly what they knew. What we got out of the meeting was, the main points was that the people didn't want to see the footpath that was designed to go on the bridge, that going ahead. We came up with alternatives, and that was the whole idea of the meeting, was to come up with alternatives and get the views of the people. And the alternative is that we'd put a footbridge adjacent to the road bridge, and that can be done, and that should be done, and that's working in conjunction with the local farmers. Also, we came up with another solution, which would be that we just put down, as you see there on a cycleway or a walkway, that we'd put down Americans on the road until this work was carried out. We met with the engineer myself, Councillor Gilroy and Councillor Fox met with the engineer the following day on Wednesday. We highlighted the concerns of people. I also gave them 70 letters of concerns that was wrote out by people on the night, objecting to the works happening on the bridge at all. No footpath on the bridge. That was the clear message we got from people. And one of the clearest messages I got from the people was that I said to them, if this public meeting was held last April when the drawings was given out to the councillors, would they let the work go ahead? And it was, no, we would not. That is the clear message that's coming out. The local engineer says he couldn't facilitate any of this, that we'd have to go to meet with the Director of Services. I'm delighted to see that the Director of Services has given us that meeting today at 3:30. And it's most important that we listen to the people. So at present, there's three councillors opposed to the work's going ahead. But most importantly, the Grange residents are opposed to this work going ahead on the bridge. So it's up to us now to come up with a solution to this problem. And I think that we can find a solution if people are all willing to work together. And at the end of the day, we are here to serve the people of the areas. It's most important that we do the right thing now.
And have the works halted until such time as that meeting takes place, or when a solution is found?
Well, unfortunately, the works haven't stopped. They had carried on with the works. We had a concern about a junction. They still went ahead and did the work with the junction. Now, in fairness to the contractor that's doing the work, which means he's a contract to do when he has to do his work. But as I says, I did ask that at Wednesday meeting that the work would not happen on the bridge, and that we would meet with the Director of Services and we would come up with proposals. The proposals we have forwarded on to them is as I've outlined earlier on. So as I said, I'm hoping now that we can come up with a solution.
And do you think that there would be a willingness there from the Director of Services to take on board those other options that you have?
Well, I hope so. Which means that's what's needed. Which means, as I said, we have to listen to the people that live in the area. Like, there was a number of things that was raised that night. First of all, that there was no traffic survey carried out on the road. We're talking about a very busy road. The Tuesday night I went down, 15 cars passed me in a short time. All of them pulled in to say, look, what's going on here? No notification. The works that they're going to do were only hampering things, making things worse. We only have to look at across there in Leitrim, a bridge there between Leitrim and Bundoran, and the amount of crashes that's happened. What we're doing here on this bridge is we're narrowing it down to a single lane, and we have concerns about that. And I think at the end of the day, if we all put our heads together, and there is solutions there to every problem. And as I say, the problem is there now, and we need to come up with a solution.